this funeral.
Well, Ray, God bless in that regard. And, folks, again, Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And I hope you have a good rest of the day, Ray.
Well, we're going to spend the rest of the day with the family. So if y'all need anything at all, call us 285-8117. We'll come right out, give you that free measurement, got the new floor down. And then, again, you got a floor and person to rescue your life that you can call.
That's it.
Thank you, Ray.
Have a good one, Ray.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, brother.
Coming up, we will have Arthur Herman on the phone lines. Eddie, you got to get out of here soon?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
All right. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Abortion is the issue this morning before the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices hearing oral arguments on a Mississippi law that bars abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's a case that pro-lifers hope will lead to the end of Roe versus Wade. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds describing the case as the best opportunity yet to overturn Roe. He is 15 years old, the suspect in yesterday's deadly attack at his high school in Oxford Township, Michigan. Three students were killed, eight others wounded. Police say the teen had used a gun his father purchased just last week and that he tried to coax potential victims out of hiding by claiming to be a sheriff's deputy. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading sharply higher. Right now, the Dow is up 365 points, the NASDAQ ahead 187. This is SRN News.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend, which started on the last day of November, will continue into the first few days of December. Lots of sunshine. Nice day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we're a little bit warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s, more sunshine. Even Saturday looking good with a high temperature in the low 70s and plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment. And count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Kicking off the second hour here, and joining me now on the program, reoccurring guest on these airwaves, Arthur Herman. He is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. He's also, I believe, director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at the Hudson Institute. Arthur, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How's everybody there?
Very good. All these folks keep calling up and wishing me happy birthday, but I tell them today is really about Rosa Parks, all right? This is who we celebrate today.
That's excellent. But I can still wish you a happy birthday, can't I?
You can. Let's not make it about me. It's all about, any law that's unjust is no law at all. But I kid. I have a little too much fun. I appreciate the birthday wish. And I want to start off because, as I told you off air, I'm constantly talking about monetary policy and the Federal Reserve. And you have a very important piece for anybody in this space to pay attention to how the quantum race can affect, let's say, the banking sector, and in particular, our central bank, the Federal Reserve.
Sure. And this is a column which I wrote, which has been based on my conversations going back over the last year and a half to 2 years with officials at Treasury, but also officials at the Fed about the future threat that quantum computers are going to pose to our nation's financial infrastructure, to our financial markets, to our banking system, and even the Fed itself, the Federal Reserve, because as quantum computers grow in their sophistication and in their computing power. And it's important to realize that they will have thanks to quantum technology, they'll have a computing power that's exponentially greater than that of even the fastest supercomputers. Those computers will have the capability of breaking down and cracking the encryption systems that protect all of our data and networks today, all of the public encryption systems that exist. And those include the ones that protect, the solvency and the security of financial markets. They'll all be exposed to attack by a future quantum computer, let's say in the next decade or at least. There's a brand new report that's also come out from Booz Allen Hamilton talking about just how much progress China is making in developing precisely that kind of quantum computer. So what's necessary now is to get our federal officials, including the Federal Reserve Chairman, really on the stick when it comes to figuring out ways to protect us from that future quantum computer threat. Those technologies already exist. There are already solutions. It's just a question of having the political will and the opportunity to push the big banks, to push the Fed, to push our financial players into taking this quantum computer threat seriously. And that's what the column is about, that Jerome Powell, now that he is pretty much online for a second term as head of the Federal Reserve, this is an area in which he could provide leadership. And in the column, I spell out some of the ways he could do that.
Again, folks, talking to Arthur Herman, and the piece we're talking about is Powell's Quantum Opportunity at the Fed. You can find that at Forbes, and I encourage you to follow Arthur Herman's work there at Forbes and his column. And, you know, I have these fun memories of when Bitcoin first started blowing up, and I might have told you before, the first Bitcoin I ever purchased was $90 a Bitcoin, and where does it sit today? $55,000?
Yeah.
Now, I was very...
Yeah, that's a bit of a jump move.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a move.
Well, I wish I had held. I was working paycheck to paycheck, still made money, but not what I could have made. And I wish I have an investment banker in the family who said about a couple of years ago, Joe, I think you were right about that. I'm like, well, maybe. But as we were sitting there in those early days, I literally had miners running in some house, some rooms of our house. One of the guys who's the real savvy, more on the tech side, was talking about SHA-256 and how quantum computing could untangle this. It could untangle the financial system. And it's in your piece here, the sort of attack that quantum computing could be capable of, they could be attacking and people wouldn't know it for days, if not weeks.
That's right. And the reason is because what a quantum computer can do is to factorize those big prime numbers that underlie public encryption systems. So in effect, what they're able to do is to reverse engineer the encryption, something that would take supercomputers, you know, thousands of years, tens of thousands of years to do. That's why they were the basis for encryption systems, because they were supposed to be unhackable, supposed to be unbreakable. But because of the quantum computers, because of that incredible quantum computing power, you know, just a quantum computer with 300 bits is able to do more calculations at a single moment than there are atoms in the universe. That's how powerful these devices will be. And what that means is that by being able to reverse engineer the encryption, is that anything that quantum computer hacker does will appear as being authentic. It'll appear as an actual user, not as a hacker into the system. So that'll make it possible. Just give you a nightmare example.
Okay.
It would be possible for a quantum computer hacker to change the federal funds rate, you know, by several hundred basis points, to manipulate the stock market with, you know, massive trades that will all appear as if they were in fact being carried out by, you know, by actual players in the market or by the Fed chairman himself, but which in fact are being done maliciously by a hacker operating out of Shanghai or operating out of Beijing. That's the scary thing about this, compared to, let's say, classical hacking or the kind of attacks that banks and financial institutions are exposed to right now.
Well, and it's good to paint these nightmare scenarios so you can prepare for the worst and you act, and
that's the idea.
The worst.
That's what you got to be able to do.
Yeah.
This is about mitigating risk,
right,
and avoiding the unimaginable kinds of risks that we'll be facing in at least a decade's time. And it's going to take us at least as long to get to the place where we're going to be safe from this kind of extreme cyber attack.
Again, folks, we're talking to Arthur Herman. He is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative there at the Hudson Institute. And also the author of, I believe it's 10 books now. Reminder again that Arthur Herman's latest book is The Viking Heart. It would be a great gift for Christmas for anybody who loves history. And based on our conversation on that book, I went back and revisited how we ended that conversation, Arthur.
Uh-huh.
And part of it is sort of the beating American heart and how we come together as a nation and overcome cynicism. I think partly that is sort of adapting to these new technologies, and this is a hard shift here, but with media and how a lot of the many call them the corporate press or the legacy press, whatever you want to call them, they are losing viewership. They're losing, I think, power. The prestige isn't quite gone because they have been so powerful for a while, and the talent is still very much there in a lot of the reporting. But it seems like, as I watched what happened with the Russia thing, as I watched in recent days, the FBI raids James O'Keefe. A federal judge says, hey, you got to give back the privileged communications between James O'Keefe and his lawyers. And then all of a sudden, that information, those privileged communications, end up in the New York Times. And I could go through multiple examples of the lab leak theory that never came to be. The natural theory, and it looks it's more like a lab leak with the origins of COVID. And so many examples we could talk about. But I bring this up because it makes me look back at history with, like, the Red Scare or with Watergate and say, are these things that I grew up knowing and was just in the zeitgeist and in entertainment, what everybody knows was true about McCarthy and Nixon and so many others?
Yeah.
It makes me think, is it true at all? Or has it been spun in the same way I'm watching tales be spun up today?
That's a really good question. And I'll tell you, I think one of the things that we have to understand is that the media's ability to view everything that happens through a leftist lens, which inevitably leads to the distortion of what's happening and what's really taking place in our country and around the world, that leftist lens didn't start with wokeness, and it didn't start with critical race theory or even with CNN. It goes back to how the liberal media treated Joe McCarthy, and I have a wrote a biography of Joe McCarthy, as a matter of fact, and talked at length there about the media distortions about what McCarthy was doing when he was pursuing communists and communist sympathizers in the federal government. That it distorted the way in which it treated President Richard Nixon and the whole Watergate episode, as well as his enormous success in winding down and ending America's involvement in the Vietnam War. That accomplishment was overshadowed by the distortions about Watergate and his role in that affair. So what we have to understand is, I think you're right. This is a great opportunity for us to think about how American media, from the New York Times on down and the major networks, have given us a view, a version of our history, a version of current events, which may not be trustworthy. In fact, I would argue is probably more distorted and misinformation than it is actual information. It's a great opportunity to think about what the role of media has been for decades, not just during the Trump years, but also and afterwards, but also what it has been in the past as well. This is part of learning to adapt to the conditions that we're in. And we're in a new era now, Joey. I am firmly convinced of that. In large part, thanks to everything that President Trump did to disrupt the old conventional views and shibboleths about American elites and about Washington and the federal government and the media, but also in the wake of COVID, too. We're ready for an American reset, and that means thinking boldly. It means thinking in unconventional ways about how we are going to reconstitute American culture, American government, and the way we think about each other, away from the way in which liberal elites have trained us and tried to brainwash us to think.
And one last question I got to ask you, because I believe it was your first book is The Idea of Decline in Western History. And when did you write that book? When did that book come out?
Gosh, that book came out in 1997, as a matter of fact. And you're right, it was my first book. And there are still people who say it is my best book. When I do book signings, people will come up, almost invariably come up with their copy of The Idea of Decline in Western History and ask me to sign it, and I'm always very pleased to do it, because it's not often that authors get a compliment like that, where you've written 10 books, but there's still people who admire and think that your first book is the one that actually changed their minds, gave them a new view of the world. And I think that view was that the notion about decline, American decline, is a matter of choice. It's not a matter of fate. And if you decide that America is on decline, as we did during the elites did during the Obama years, and as they seem to be now again in the Biden White House, then certain consequences follow. Bad policies, bad impact on culture. But if you think about it as simply, again, the idea of reset, and that we have that capacity to move forward into the future by remobilizing the principles that gave us stability and strength in the past, then you get a very different outcome.
Right.
You know, Western culture and America are the only cultures that have the capacity for self-renewal. None of the other civilizations in the past have been able to exercise that option. But we do. And my Viking book, I think, is also pointing at the ways in which we can regain some of those spiritual qualities, some of those qualities of the inner heart. That's why it's called the Viking heart. That can make us strong and that can sustain us through this reset period.
Well, and I find it so fascinating because, you know, people like Chris Rufo or James Lindsay, in particular James Lindsay's book on, he called it cynical theories on a lot of the critical theories and critical race theory, but more than just on questions of race. I find it amazing that in 97, you have a whole section on what do you call them, cultural pessimists?
That's right. And also eco-pessimism. I mean,
right.
I had a long section there talking about the way in which the green agenda, it really springs from a declinist view of humanity and of Western culture and Western civilization as well. It was an eye-opening book to work on, I have to say, but I think a lot of what I talk about there has had even more relevance
right
over time than it did when it was initially published in 1997. And I think that's something that can only make an author feel good.
Well, and I bring all this up to just kind of remind the audience, I'm laying down breadcrumbs. Y'all, if you're interested in reading, listen back to the podcast, look up these books, read them, talk about them. But ideas matter so much that these ideas, you know, that have their formation even going back a century ago or more recent vintage, they are starting to come to culmination as kids who learn it come to power in newsrooms and in positions of power in government. And I think there are a lot of folks who thought that stuff was not the right approach. I was one of them in college, and we've got to find our own positions to fight back against it and act against it.
And I think we are. I think there's been a big sea change that's come. Partly a result of COVID and coming to realize that a lot of the people who claim to be experts and who would make decisions that would be for our own good actually weren't. And also, too, the way in which the left has, as it does from time to time, overreached itself with wokeness and with critical race theory in ways that people realize has a really deleterious effect on their lives. I think there's big changes coming, Joey, and I think it's going to be a really exciting time coming in the next 2 or 3 years. I really do.
I feel the same way. And that's why I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning. Here on my birthday, it's a great gift. And I appreciate your work. And again, taking the time out of that busy schedule of yours.
Hey, listen, enjoy the birthday. And it's always a pleasure to talk, Joey, anytime.
Thank you, Arthur. Again, folks, Arthur Herman, y'all check out all of his books there on Amazon.com. Check out his column in Forbes on cutting-edge technology and how it can be applied. And Arthur really had to let him go because he is a busy man. But I'll put it this way. There are folks like Arthur Herman, Eddie. You might have heard their names. Say an Elon Musk. Say you might have heard this name, Peter Thiel. We could go down the line of people who say, I'm tired of sort of this declinist view that we're going to hell in a handbasket, and really what we need is the government sort of take care of everybody, to therapize, like give therapy to everybody, to, you know, ameliorate your suffering, give you comfort, and everything has to be sort of leveled out. And of course, an unequal, a more equal, I'll put it, a group of folks in D.C. will be the ones that level it out for everybody else. I think that is not the way we have to go. I think there are still brilliant minds, young and old, of whatever generation, that can act on the world and create things like we've never seen before. And that's what gets so frustrating, but why we also need to have hope. That is, the way they control people for so long in this country, say powerful folks who have this declinist view that the West is guilty of all sorts of sins, for instance, and needs to be brought down a peg. Maybe China needs to rise up. Maybe it should have been, actually, the Soviet Union wasn't that bad. Stalin wasn't that bad.
Right.
You'll still hear that crap these days. Mm-hmm. We can fight back against those folks, and we now have the means, the technology, the ability to communicate to do it. And the more that people who have this point of view are rising up, when you look at the Chris Cuomos of the world, when you look at the media as it's been for so long and how it's deteriorating, have hope. It can be depressing. There are a lot of great people ready to remake this world, and it doesn't have to be through some government crony scheme. It can be based on our best ideals as a people and a community, based in freedom and the sovereign individual, and making the world a better place, not just expecting those in power to give it to us. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Joey Clark.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Alabama's next U.S. Senator is pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant, a businessman and veteran whose actions served as inspiration for the movie Black Hawk Down. Mike Durant is not a career politician. Far from it. When the Black Hawk Mike was flying during Operation Gothic Serpent in 1993 was shot down, Mike was critically injured and survived 11 days in captivity. Today, he's running for the U.S. Senate because the America he fought for is under assault by Joe Biden and the career politicians. Listen to pro-Trump Republican Mike Durant.
President Trump did so much right. He took on China, cut taxes, and strengthened our military. Washington is filled with career politicians who didn't serve their country and never had a real job. I'm running for U.S. Senate to change that. I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. You got to get out of here soon, don't you, Eddie?
Yeah, I got another 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to Prattville.
All right.
Got some big ass.
Well, you got to get there by 11, you know.
Sorry, I got to ask.
Yeah, you're fine. All right. I get you. No, I was talking to you off mic that I bring on folks like Arthur Herman because, yes, I think sometimes there's stuff he talks about that I'm learning for the first time.
Sure.
That is beyond my pay grade, so to speak. But I think I have a responsibility here as I think more about this show. We have fun, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will have it out and say how we feel on certain things pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think I also have a responsibility, not only to entertain, to have fun, to be honest, but to also say, here's where I think the future is. Here's where I think the cutting edge is. And that we don't have to give in to the lies and to especially the depressing ideas that so many people push. And believe you me, you've listened to me for years now, Eddie. I can get in a funk. I can be worried about it, but it's because I want things to be better. And you do. You look around you and you go, where are the men, so to speak? Or, you know, I don't mean just men, but where is the manliness? It's a good question.
Where's the testosterone?
When the most manly person on CNN is Brian Stelter, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And when they want to say Brian Stelter's the guy to give you health advice, but Joe Rogan, the guy in his 50s who still looks like
a gorilla?
Kickboxer gorilla. Yeah,
no neck? Yeah.
Give me a break here.
But with CNN and those, and even Fox, it's those narratives. That's the one thing I like about Rogan. He doesn't have a narrative. He just wants to hear what you got to say.
Right.
He could be the craziest moron in the world. He's going to listen to you.
Right.
He's also going to let the world know, hey, this guy's kind of crazy.
Well, I do want to correct something here.
Okay.
No matter what you do, you're going to have a narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's conscious or not. You get in a slipstream, you have your understanding of how the world works.
Okay.
And you're going to order your life in some way. We're not completely like automaton logical creatures.
Right.
We're emotional. We have things we believe that we can't necessarily prove. Faith is important to us. And I think that's where our country is. We're not so much arguing over the logic and the basics and the latest tech. And we have to do that. I think most of where the fight is these days is what's the basic story of America?
That keeps wanting to change.
What's
Joey?
The basic story of our, not just the American project in history, what's the history of the West? And where's it going? Now, I think there's a big fight over that right now, a massive one. And a lot of folks, the division and the resentment is from, you haven't heard and you don't understand my story and my narrative. And so eventually that I think we're going to come out on the other side of this and it's going to be an amazing time. I agree with Arthur Herman that in 2-3 years, we're going to see incredible things. Some might even be horrifying, but we're going to see incredible things on the other side.
Horrifying before we see the beautiful.
Right. And we also got to start getting our game together here locally. And I don't just mean Montgomery. I mean Alabama, more the state.
Yeah.
A lot of talented, great people in this state. A lot of God-fearing people
sure.
that their stories don't get told enough in this state. But maybe that's our job too, our new responsibility, to start telling those stories and to get our own houses in order. As some people that are beyond me, beyond you, beyond a lot of folks listening do incredible things, I think it's our job as we get our own house in order to cheer those people on.
Definitely.
And not be a bucket of crabs, so to speak.
That's right. Don't be crabs in the bucket, man.
People down. Let's go to the phones and talk to Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hola.
Hola, brother.
Go dog. Go dogs. And yes, I think we win.
You think so, huh?
How long has it been? I'm not ribbing you here. How long has it been since George has won the full thing?
1980.
I should say it's been a while.
Wow.
He's had a dry run. They've been close several times.
Yeah, I was 6 years old the last time we won, so.
Oh, wow. Does that T-shirt still fit you?
Eddie. Me and you know each other. Don't be making fat jokes on the air, Eddie. Happy birthday, Joey.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
I do want to tell you one thing. I tell you how good your show is all the time, and I'm going to tell you something about your show that's kind of hard for me sometimes. You bring on these guys that are like brains, and the guy you just had on, Arthur, I forget his last name.
Mm-hmm. Herman.
Yeah, okay, see, there's my point. Guys, I'm swimming, I'm in the deep end with floaties on. I'm not an idiot, but some of the stuff you had to have so much pre-knowledge to make it make sense to you. I'm what you call a back. You know, you take me somewhere, I can do physical labor. You put me in front of a computer, I peck at it and get you some things done. Mm-hmm. But when you start diving into the minutiae of that kind of stuff, you're over my head. And I appreciate that, but it kind of makes me go, I kind of go in la-la land thinking about something until y'all say something to cues me up again.
Well, that's fair.
I'm just being honest.
No, I appreciate the honesty. And I have to be honest, I like listening to stuff that I don't fully understand. So maybe that's my own weird thing, and I got to watch that. Not everybody enjoys that. I'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, you don't carry on with it, but I mean, there are times when you bring folks on, it's like, okay, this is over my head, and I might as well be listening to Chinese right now, since Joe's our president.
Well, but also,
Are you talking about me again?
Yeah. But this is the thing, Eric, and I'm not picking on you. If we believe in self-government, if we believe that the folks in D.C. are so corrupt and full of crap, or in the press, yada, 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 or the people on Goat Hill here in Alabama are not giving us a fair deal, we got to be better. And it doesn't mean you have to pretend like you're as smart as Arthur Herman or something. That's not what I mean. I mean, we have to really start expecting more of ourselves and more of our content creators, so to speak, because so much of our content creators continue to treat us like kids. And, when you treat somebody like a kid, guess how they're going to act.
Right.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, believe it or not.
That explains so much.
Yes, believe it or not. There's some truth to that, Eric.
Well, then, Eric, again, I'm not talking about you, but some people are just dumb, and God love them.
Why do you keep looking at me when you say
that? Hey, don't talk about him while he's sitting out there.
I know. That is so rude.
He's made a good way in the world, though, so, you know.
You need to learn a little couth. You're talking about humility this morning. You're not doing a great job, Joe. I'm working on it.
You ask for grace. You might not receive it.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I reckon.
I think it'll come in good time.
Probably. About the time you realize you really... Yeah, never mind. I'll leave that alone. I'm glad you had a good morning. I have... You know, my mind starts off in the gutter and it gets worse from there. So I really hope your birthday message was really, really good.
Oh, it was it was fantastic.
Good. I'm happy for you. All right, fellas. I got to go make some work while it's still dark out.
All right, buddy. Take care, Eric.
Adios.
See you, brother.
You know, and I can pretend to be this highfalutin guy interested in these big ideas and technological change and the larger trends. But really, at the end of the day, who doesn't love a good fart joke?
A lot of women.
A lot of women. Women don't fart?
Here's the thing, Joey, and I'm probably fixing to tell on them. They do. But
they do fart?
They do. But they will always tell you that they don't. I grew up with five sisters. They do.
Now you're not just telling on all women in general. You're telling on your sister.
They do.
Well, you heard it here first from Eddie Bader. Women, in fact, do. Let one loose every once in a while. 272-9228. 272-9228. Duke is on line one. Hey, Duke, what's up?
Birthday boy in the house.
How you doing?
Oh. That's for Eric the dog. Bulldog's going to beat Bam Bam down. Man. How you feel on your 33rd birthday, young man?
I'm starting to feel it now. Like, there are mornings where I wake up and I go, why am I sore? I didn't even go to the gym.
I'm starting to feel old, man. You're the same age as my baby daughter.
Well, there you go.
I'm starting to feel old now.
Wait, is she single?
Yeah. You got a lot of money.
She does. All right.
I'm talking about you.
No, I don't have a lot of money.
Look out, look.
I believe in love over money, Duke. Love over money.
She learned. What my son, man, said about the truck. Money can't buy you love, but it bought me a truck and a boat to fill it with. What's my man's name?
Oh, goodness.
I love that song right there, man. Oh, boy. You'll play it for me one day?
One of these days.
I tried to get you to play it a while back. You wouldn't do it for me.
Yeah, I'm not big on those sorts of requests.
I'm going to have to put gun eyes on you.
There you go.
Did you see, Sugar, that we're getting a state Christmas tree? It's going to be a 36-foot-tall red cedar from Bullitt County, and we're going to light it up on Friday.
It's all right, right there.
I'm going to be there with Missy and my arms, and it's going to light up blue.
Like her hair?
Yeah.
You know what they enjoy, though? I'm not going to get into politics. They don't want to spoil my day. I'm listening now. I'm listening to the smart people today.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
let me know when you find
them. I'm smarter as most people with common sense, but like, I'm like, you know, sometimes these people talk over my head, so I just stand back and sit down and listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody smarter. I think even Arthur Herman, like, he just went to some conference. You sit down with some of these folks, it's like, how did you come up with that? It's remarkable. It's scary.
But when it comes to our so-called smart politicians,
yeah,
they all, you know, at the end of the day, they sit there and lie to us. So they can talk the long, fancy words and all they please. At the end of the day, they just lying to us.
Right, yeah, they're more clever. I'll give them clever.
So I'm clever enough to see through it, see?
Yeah. This is why
most
I like you,
time,
dude.
Most of the time now.
Oh, but, I appreciate
birthday
it.
Birthday boy. Hey, Ed, I want you to do me a favor now.
Yes, sir.
Before I get off. You got a belt on right now?
I got a belt on, but if I take it off, I'll look like Porky Pig. So it's just good to keep my belt on right now.
What I want you to do, Ben Joey over, about 27 times.
This is a family show.
Huh?
This is a family show. I don't feel comfortable with those.
We believe in the birthday licks.
Well, I'm glad I wore my steel britches today. It's going to be all right. Duke, I got to run, man. I appreciate the
break. Take care, Duke.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
I got to hit a break. Crap. But Hazel, Donkey, Lori, and Jimmy, coming back to y'all real quick after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
I'm fortunate that my entire broadcast career has been spent in the state of Alabama. I've been at stations in Huntsville and Birmingham, and fortunately, glad to be here in Montgomery and the state capital. So every day that my feet hit the floor, my dad taught me try to make someone's life better.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend, which started on the last day of November, will continue into the first few days of December. Lots of sunshine. Nice day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we're a little bit warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s, more sunshine. Even Saturday looking good with a high temperature in the low 70s and plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Flying solo now because Eddie had to run. But quickly, let's go to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and tell you, you know, I listen all the time, but I don't get a chance to call in often. So I'm bouncing around on a lawnmower, but I just hope you have a good 33rd and start off the next year strong.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I really, really appreciate that and appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Well, you have some good guests on, and like the last guy, I just caught the tail end of it, but you know, it kind of pushes us to think more than maybe we do on a daily basis, and so I appreciate that about your show, and I like all the funny stuff too. You know,
well,
so
thank you. I really do appreciate that. And we plan on growing our cast of characters, by the way, like and have reoccurring guests. Like tomorrow, I think Judge Napolitano is coming back on the show. That should be fun.
All right.
And then and keep growing that list of folks from all walks of life, and it should be.
Yeah, I always liked him when he, you know, when he would be on Fox and stuff. When I would get a chance to see it, he seems to be a really good guy. But okay, well, you take care.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And all right, see you now. Bye.
Let's go to Donkey Lori, who I have to say thank you to. Thank you for...
Hi, happy birthday, Joey.
Thank you, Laura. You got me like a Snoopy Top Dog hat. It's like Snoopy sleeping on his doghouse. It says Top Dog. It's one of these like, what, cardboard hats that you fold
looks
open.
Looks like the Burger King hat.
Yeah, and then you got me a t-shirt that says, what does it say? Let's go, Brandon FJB. Nice. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And it's like a distress shirt. I like it. Cool.
They call it the bleached out look.
Yeah.
So that's like casual. That's like blue jeans and t-shirt, you know.
No, it's fitting for me. I was pretty bleached out after the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, that was a great game. Oof. That was a great game. And I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Joey. No political stuff today, except for your gift. That's a wee bit, you know. But hey, that's kind of that's a worldwide little chant going on around the, you know, the universe right now.
It is.
And I just realized that I'm literally 30 years older than you.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I'm so grateful for good genes, I guess. But, I mean, I was like, wow. No. I'm 20 years older than you.
Okay, wow. I was about to say.
Myself. Oh, my God, that must mean I am getting old.
Well, I've told all these political candidates, especially like Jessica Taylor and Katie Britt, they got to keep campaigning. They look great. I mean, Mo's been looking healthy, though, too. And, I mean, you got to keep up the farming. You look fantastic having to take care of Fudge and all these other animals.
Thank you. Unloaded 500 pounds of horse feed last night and bales of hay by myself.
Goodness.
But I want to thank you. Thank you for being an inspiration. A lot of that was over my head, but that gentleman, I mean, just reeks of knowledge and wisdom. And actually, I got the message of hope out of that.
Right.
Because when he said America is the nation that we can bounce back, we can come back. That was awesome.
Well, and in particular, Lori, his book, Freedom's Forge, and his latest one, The Viking Heart, They're very easy to read. He's not getting all technical. He's telling really good stories each chapter that anybody can follow. So I would check out Arthur Herman's stuff.
Arthur Herman, going to do it. I'm going to order it on the internet. And I did just recently order Kennedy's book about Fauci. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to that coming in and getting real pissed off when I read it. You have a super blessed birthday, Joey. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Donkey Lori. Again, thank you for the shirt. Thank you for the hat. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay. Right. Bye.
Let's go to line two here. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Penny.
Hey, Penny. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I didn't know it was your birthday. I wanted to say happy birthday. And I feel like I'm old enough to be your mom. And I know your mom's not with us anymore, but I know she's looking down and is so very proud of you because I would be proud of you if you were my son. And I wanted to tell you that. And you are so intellectually stimulating. And yes, that last guest you had on, it did reek of hope, and that's what we all need, and I wanted to tell you thank you for that. And I'm so proud of you, and I know your mom is too, and happy birthday, Joey. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You deserve it, buddy.
I really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Well, if I'm going to reek, I hope it's of hope, and I'm going to be stimulating. Why not be, well, stimulating in all the ways, including intellectually? Line one, who's this? You're on the air.
Hazel, is this me?
Hey, Hazel, how are you?
Good. Just a second, let me take your phone. I originally wanted to call and give you an additional or alternative source for your space report.
Sure.
And that would be the Space Force in Huntsville, and you can go to their website and set up to get emails from them. And I think it's especially great that Space Force, that Huntsville and the Redstone Arsenal is the headquarters for the new Space Force, because that's where the original research was done in the 50s,
right,
to put a man on the moon. And I've had to be on hold, and we've talked about my battery going dead. I was especially concerned because when I'm going somewhere, of course, I'm listening in the car. Of course, I'm listening to 93.1. And then when I get there, it's so interesting that I sit outside where I'm going so that I end up discharging my battery on my car so I can't start it, which is what I did yesterday. So I haven't had, I do this so often that I carry one of those little battery chargers that you hook up to the electricity, which I haven't had time to charge it. So I have to be careful not only to discharge my phone, but my car. And last, I do want to wish you a happy birthday and comment on your comment about how you felt when you woke up. Well, I'm going to be twice your age in 12 days. And believe me, you aren't feeling anything yet. So thank you for everything you do and happy birthday.
Thank you, Hazel. Really appreciate it. Bye. Well, give me something to look forward to then. The pain will continue, young man. No, appreciate it, Hazel. This second hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. How's it going, Kim? Of course, I'm talking about Kim Williams, as well as the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon. And they, there at Alabama Home Mortgage, can help you when you call them at 567-4223. They can help you get a brand new home. Maybe it's your first time buying a home. They can walk you through that first time home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. They can walk with you hand in hand every step of the way. They can also, and right now you need to do it, refinance that current mortgage for you. Whether it's conventional loan, jumbo size loan, FHA, whatever it is, they can save you money. And with this being one of the most expensive times of the year in December and January, well, why not save money that you're leaving on the table by getting a great refinance deal there at Alabama Home Mortgage? And especially if you're a veteran, only 15% of veterans here in the great state of Alabama actually take advantage of VA home loan programs they qualify for. You qualify. And yet so many of you, 85% of you, aren't taking advantage of that. Well, at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim and Madeline have specialized, have done the extra work to be sure they know what the VA is up to and how they can help veterans get those home loan benefits that you veterans earn through your service. So again, that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline and the folks there at Alabama Home Mortgage prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore.
Are you a veteran in need of assistance with the VA? Do you need help accessing service records or disputing a disability ratings claim? My office and I are here to serve you and would love to help you if we can. Please visit my website, barrymore.house.gov, or call my office 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Before buttons, things were much harder, like starting an outboard motor.
Come on.
Or even treating sleep apnea. If you've tried CPAP but struggle to get a good night's sleep, relief can be as easy as a button with Inspire.
Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside your body with just the click of a remote. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments here of the second hour. News and views on a Wednesday. Wednesday, December the 1st. Again, congratulations to the hard work put in by Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall and his entire office and team there. A federal judge has blocked Biden's COVID vax mandate for healthcare workers nationwide. And there have also been stays and injunctions across the board on the attempt to mandate things administratively. And this is a growing problem. I mean, already enough, the Congress of the United States has too much power. They have assumed powers that just don't exist in the Constitution. But now even Congress, sometimes I think they're in on the plot here. They don't want to actually make big decisions. But now it is the executive branch making so many decisions. And you better believe it's not just presidents. If one thing Donald Trump taught us, well, two things. He unveiled and how they went after him, how corrupt the corporate press is, and how in bed the corporate press is with so many within the permanent government, administrative government, the deep state, so to speak. Though it's not really that deep, it's right out there in the open. And it helps to know that there are still some judges. It's not like the greatest thing ever, but it gives some solace to know that there are some judges within the federal judiciary who are tired of this trend of executive branch agencies dictating rules and acting like they have the force of law. Unelected bureaucrats dictating rules, going on the national press to reinforce these ideas and acting like their word is the force of law. Their opinion, if it's scientifically informed or not, is the science. I'm tired of that. It's one thing to have an opinion and to be arrogant, for lack of a better word, about it. But to start to claim prerogatives in law that are not yours is granted by the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of these United States. It's a bridge too far. Of course, all these things will be appealed. I think the Biden administration knew, hey, we probably aren't going to get what we want here first go around, but we might as well push the envelope and see what happens, start to move the frame of debate and discussion. And we have more when we come back in the final hour. John Kennedy, one of my favorite senators up there in the United States Senate, because he's a guy who's not only entertaining, but you can tell he's a brilliant man, was taking Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen to task on inflation.